Did you know that you can listen to most of your favorite Wolverine radio interviews on our website?
Awesome. That's great.
Simply go to wolverine-radio.com and click on the podcast section. It's that easy. Local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
I haven't read Pooh in a long time, so. The rabbit, he was always just upset and, you know, spazzing out all the time.
Gotcha. All right, so now, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
It is Sean's mom.
Sean's mom. We're pretty convinced on which one of the Pooh character that Sean is.
Oh, I've been listening. He's totally Eeyore.
He's not Tigger?
I mean, you know, a little too much sugar and you can become Tigger, but, you know.
Yeah.
You have the Tigger moments. Yeah. But you're basically an Eeyore.
Thanks, Ma.
Anderson Eeyore.
That's him.
So I have another question for you.
Okay.
So since he's Anderson, you are?
The original? I don't know.
The original Anderson.
Actually, that would be his dad.
Oh, okay. But. So I've been asking him.
Yeah.
He hasn't really come clean. This is Find Out About Anderson Day. That's what today is.
Oh, well, then I'm the source.
Have we angered you with, or are we a bad influence on him?
Not yet.
That's what I said.
But we took him to a massage parlor.
I heard about that, but it was an above board one, in a mall, and not in a, you know, dicey part of town, so that's good. That's good.
He did go in the back room. We don't know what happened behind the curtain.
He did come out rather flustered. No, he was very good.
Yeah, no, he loved that. He was so bummed when he was 5 minutes late for his massage. I've heard about it for weeks.
Yeah, so did we.
You saved my sanity at home by taking that off the table as a topic of complaint.
So, yeah, we took him there because we wanted to get that off of his bucket list for this year. So
but he said you spoiled him. Now he can't go back to the cruddy ones at school for free now.
Oh, no. These I've gone to this one place for a while now, and they're really good.
I'm sure he'll manage, though. if they're offering a free one, I'm sure he'll be right there.
I would be.
I'm sure.
I would be. Now, here's another thing. One other question that we got as we learn about Anderson.
Uh-oh.
One of the things that I've been getting on his case, I've been riding him up and down, sideways, back and forth. When he gets nervous, he says, I don't know.
He does say that. He says, I don't know a lot. You know what I get on his case for is he ums. When he's on the air, he's like, I'm like, can you just not speak and wait and then come up with a word rather than say
He's been watching too much Governor Malloy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, nobody can stand listening to Governor Malloy speak. Not because of actually what he says, although that's an issue, but how he says it with the stuttering and the stammering and the ums. And, you know, I'm forever texting Sean. I'm broadcast. I'm like, you're umming. Stop it. Stop umming.
You're umming.
I've gotten better, though.
Sometimes. The other night you did well with it.
So we're talking to Anderson's mom. And finding out more things about him. He's doing a lot of I don't know. And it's like he seems like he says that when he gets nervous. He has an answer, but he doesn't want to say it because he thinks he's going to get yelled at or something.
Right.
I've never yelled at the cat. I mean, why would I? I mean, I certainly don't make him hold an antenna.
I'm a disciplinarian at home, so he could maybe, you know, I might have put the fear of God into him.
Uh-oh. Is that what happened, Sean?
Sometimes, I guess.
He's nervous right now. I think he thinks we're gonna.
I'm always kind of tense, though. I'm always kind of nervous about something, right, Ma? You'll agree with that?
Yeah, that. But I think it's more ever since he was just even a little toddler. He's one of those guys who he has to be 100% perfectly right the first time out, or he's done with it. He's over it. He doesn't want to hear.
Okay.
And I think because he's such a perfectionist. I think he's always nervous that he's not going to be perfect or not going to get it spot on, and so then he's waiting for the other shoe to drop all the time.
Well, then explain why he has to watch his car constantly. He's manic about it. And it's like if anybody comes within 7 feet of his car, he freaks out.
That's because it's my car.
Oh, no. That's the real answer.
Well...
Yeah. Well,
She paid for it, but
yeah.
About what's that, Sean?
You liar. You've been telling us, oh, I got this new car.
Well, I mean, I think every person says that, like, when it's...
Lies. You're fake building news. A bed of lies.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I could have been on that award show last night.
The fake news awards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was waiting and waiting for it to come on, and then he had to go online and find out, and then the site crashed, and, I mean, and you know who they were going to name.
I know, but I...
Except they didn't name NBC and CBS, which, why? He rails on them all the time.
Yeah,
it was all about CNN, though. He hates CNN. Absolutely hates him.
Oh, yeah. They all do.
So, when anything else, as we check in the state of... this is the state of Anderson. So we're learning about him with Anderson's mom. This is a cool segment. We should do this again.
Just dirt on Anderson Day.
Yeah. And anything else, Sean, you want to come out with and come clean on, or, you know, before your mother spills it on you?
No, I'm clean.
You're clean, okay.
I'm clean. I'm clean as can be.
As you drive away in your car?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't use it.
Don't worry, Sean. We'll find out.
She doesn't use it. She only pays the taxes and insurance on it.
Right, but I put the tires on the car and the last two oil changes.
That's mighty big of you. Good. Thanks.
Yeah, and your point is what?
Well, tires cost a lot of money.
Do you drive it?
I do drive it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, I pay for my own haircuts and when I go out to eat and stuff.
Is it your mother's hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
are you an adult male?
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right. Wait. When you go out to eat and stuff.
Whoa, hold up. The last times I've gone out to eat, not all the time, but a lot of times. Actually, no, sometimes I pay for...
That's a boy. Sometimes. Not today, but sometimes.
One piece of dirt, come on. We need one piece of dirt from Anderson's mom.
So many, how to choose.
Take it easy, Ma. I'm like sweating bullets right now.
I imagine. I don't know.
I don't do anything.
Well, have you seen him on the road? If you pass Sean on the road, he's the one driving like a granny.
Is that when he's not lost?
No.
When he's not lost, yes. Because he does not know how to use GPS, cannot read a map.
Oh, my God. Did he tell you about the time he came out to Colchester?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I heard about that, too.
I had to talk him off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down. He was like nervous. I mean, he was like shaking.
Panic attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he totally had a panic attack. He almost passed out behind the wheel because he was out there with, I guess, not a lot of gas. I imagine. I mean, I said to him, Sean, we're not in, you know, the tundra. There are gas stations nearby.
Yeah, we're not in Nebraska. You know,
you know, yeah.
75 miles next gas. You know,
and he said the phone, you know, was dying. And, you know, well, you have a car charger. You can bring a charger with you. You know you're going out somewhere you've never been. I don't know.
But I told him, too, I said, you run, first of all, you were on Route 85, which is a heavily traveled road. He goes, but it was dark. And I said, what was the worst thing that would happen to you?
I would get mauled by a bear.
No! The worst thing that would have happened to you is you would have had to get out of your car and walk a little bit to a gas station. That would have been the absolute worst.
What happens, though. This is his generation.
Yes.
Because they grew up with, you know, cell phones and gadgets, they're not self-reliant.
In our day,
when you broke down, even if you're in the middle of a neighborhood in a rural area, you get out of your car and you went and knocked on someone's door. May I please use your phone? My car broke down.
Yep.
But that thought doesn't even occur to kids nowadays because their phone is at their fingertips at all times.
Yep.
It doesn't occur to them that you have other options. You have two arms and two feet. They're perfectly fine. Go use them.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently mauling bears are lurking about everywhere he goes.
Well, yeah, that would be Pooh.
And they only come out at night.
Pooh and Paddington are going to come after
me. Oh, God, Julie, we're going to have you here. Hey, tell him to go home. You know? Pooh and Paddington.
Right behind them will be Yogi and Boo Boo.
Oh my God. I guess a comedy.
But as long as they have picnic baskets, I'll be all right.
Picnic baskets. So I guess comedy just runs in the family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look out for Bambi.
Well, I mean, you've met my children, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I have never met the girls, but of course I know E-Dog.
Yep. E-Dog's a funny guy, too.
Yeah, he's a cult hero, that guy.
He'll be at the game tonight. I guess Phil can't do the announcement, so E-Dog is stepping in as a sub.
Awesome. Yep. We'll see him tonight.
Yep. And you'll see the girls. They're around. Well, my littlest, she's still in elementary school. But
I did meet one of your sisters. Yeah, sometimes she brought your charger or your phone or something.
Yeah,
like
she
that
brought me my phone because I forgot it.
All right, there, Anderson's mom. We'll catch in with you another day.
All right. Thanks for having me call in. It was fun.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll see you.
You too.
All right. Bye. Now you know. We you're on notice.
I know. I am like drenched in sweat right now.
Griswold, Jewett City, Voluntown, and Lisbon. We are your source for local information.
That I like being that it's local, you know what's in the area.
Local news, local sports, local people. Wolverine Radio.